Welcome back into the area game of the week here on Country 101.7 FM. The boys' action just now underway. Boy, that 15 minutes in between flies by as Hartford with possession to start things off here in their home whites with blue numbers, red trim going right to left as we see things. A big shot from the left elbow will not find Pater there for Nolan Trester. Rebound goes to Madison. Going to get into the starting lineups here just as soon as we get a break in the action here. Again, Tegan Terhune, Ken Hansen on the call for you here. Madison now going left to right across your radio dial as we see the action in their road blacks with gold numbers, white trim. We'll get a kickball by Hartford on the pass attempt from Braden Grimmett. It'll stay with Madison. Getting into our starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in their endeavors. For Madison, who has possession here right now, they started off with the sophomore Braden Grimmett, sophomore Corey Yao, senior Colton Ish, junior Lane Smith, and the junior Octavian Dean. As Dean gets Madison on the board to start this ball game, 2-0 with a right side layup there on the attacking zone. 7:04 to go here in the first quarter. Hartford now looking to answer, and that won't do it as they turn it over just across half court. Ball stolen away by Lane Smith of Madison. For Hartford, the starting five are the sophomore Tyce Ndegwa, sophomore Landon Schultz, sophomore Coy Wilkinson, senior Nolan Trester, and the junior Keenan Renfro. Again, those starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems. And Madison back on the attack. Right wing three, too short there for Madison in the form of Braden Grimmett, but we're going to get a foul on the rebound attempt. I thought it was going to go against Hartford, but actually it's going to go against Madison. They're going to call that one against Colton Ish. Ish, the senior for Madison, the lone senior in the starting five, picks up his first offense of the night.
Taken last Tuesday night's game when we had him with Madison with Northern Knights, Braden Grimmett hit 6 3-pointers on the night.
We'll definitely be looking to repeat that effort here with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Hartford back on the attack. Just inside the right wing was Wilkinson. He works it back up top to Schultz. Back to Wilkinson now at the top of the key, trying to drive inside the lane. Can't get anywhere. Kicks it up top to Ndegwa. Ndegwa back to Schultz. Three on the way. Too long. My apologies. Wilkinson with that shot. Ball will go out of bounds and to Madison, who lead it 2-0 with 6:08 to go in this first quarter in our boys' half of the action, the area game of the week. Of course, the girls' half, Hartford, picked up the one-point win over Madison, 43-42, in what was a nail-biter of a game, as you heard earlier. Lob in the lane, gets almost intercepted. Ball goes up, no good on the shot attempt there by Schultz. Correction by Yao, put back, rebound, Octavian Dean. And Dean has 4 in the game, 4 points for Madison overall here. They lead it 4-0, 5.5 to go in this first quarter. Hartford looking to answer. 3 on the way is just short for Landon Schultz from the right wing. Rebound goes to Madison, being led up the way by Corey Yao. No correction, Lane Smith. And Smith was trying to find Braden Grimmett on the left side of the floor, just sailed right past him and out of bounds. So a turnover to Hartford, trying to get their first bucket of the night. Inbound goes to Ndegwa. He'll hand it back to Landon Schultz, who brings it across half court. Skips it right side to Trester. Trester down to the right block. Great feed to Keenan Renfro, who can't hit the bunny. Rebound goes to Madison. Lane Smith again leads the charge up the way for the Bulldogs. With it now is Ish on the right wing. Goes back up top to Braden Grimmett. Grimmett skips it left side to Smith. Now down on the left block, Octavian Dean kicks it up top. 3 on the way, no good for Braden Grimmett. The rebound won by Ndegwa of Hartford. Ndegwa cuts through the defenders, gets into the front court. Nice spin move on the right block. Loses the ball, gets it back. Now back up into the hands of Nolan Trester. Trester drives in. Floater just a little long. Octavian Dean cleans the board for Madison. Under 4.5 to go in this fast-paced first quarter of our boys' half of the action here on the area game of the week.
Yeah, in fact, Madison's already out-rebounding Hartford 6-1, and most of that's been Octavian Dean.
Yeah, Dean, and ooh, that's a big foul by Colton Ish. Ish, the senior, just came in trying to swipe the ball and clubbed Indagua in the back of the head. Substitutions coming in for both Hartford and Madison for the Jaguars. It will be Oliver Smith, the senior. As Hartford back on the attack again following the foul. Three is on the way and short for Coy Wilkinson. Coach Colton Barrett not happy with that shot attempt.
No, and they're right now they are 0 for 5 from the field.
Yeah, not how you want to start things off. Out there for Madison now is Cade Hurlbert, the senior. Again, Madison taking their time here. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Dean at the foul line skips it right side to Grimmett. He finds Hurlbert, who overshoots the three. And we're going to get a foul called against Madison on the opposite end. They're going to say that one goes against Hurlbert. And Coach Alex McNeil wanted a foul call. Oh, no, they're not going to get the foul call. They're actually going to say that it was out of bounds off Madison, stays with Hartford. Coach McNeil wanted them to call a trip against Hartford, but we'll get a...
It's like the basketball guy said, no, that one was missed, and so we're going to get a turnover on the inbounds.
Hurlbert has it now in the backcourt, being double-teamed. Skips it left side of the floor, still beyond the tie line. They get it into the front court as Madison almost turns it over. Now on the baseline with it is Grimmett. Has it stripped from his hands. Correction, that's Corey Yao. Yao loses it. And Lane Smith gets it back. So Madison back on the attack. Ball in the hands of Smith. In between the rings. He'll hand off to Dean at the top. Now left corner. Corey Yao with it. Has his pocket picked by Oliver Smith. Smith spin move down the other way. Layup good and one. For Oliver Smith. What a sequence of events there.
Yeah.
Turnover, recovery, turnover, down the stretch. Smith goes down, gets it in one.
Yeah, it was just taken, and Smith just took advantage of the situation.
Yeah, the foul is going to go against Lane Smith. As Oliver Smith hits the extra point. So now it's 4-3 Madison as Indagua took a swipe at the ball, knocking it out of the hands of Corey Yao. It'll stay with Madison, inbounding from in front of the Hartford cheering section. 2:41 left to go in the first quarter. Dean gets the inbound at the top of the key, almost loses the handle. Worked up top to Grimmett. Grimmett now goes to Hurlbert, and we're going to get a whistle. Official saying the shot clock never started, so we'll get a reset here. 2:32 left to go in this first quarter. Madison leads it 4-3. Again, if you're just tuning in, you missed one heck of a matchup between the Hartford Lady Jaguars and Madison Lady Bulldogs. The Lady Jaguars handing Madison their first loss of the season in a 43-42 game. I was almost upset. I wish I had played my birthday card and said, you know what, Ken, I might take both games tonight. But
yeah.
But I didn't. I didn't. I'm proud of myself, but I'm also kicking myself a little bit. That was an exciting game.
It was.
And it looks like we're in for more here on the boys' side. Hurlbert gets the inbound cleanly to Lane Smith. Smith in between the rings now. Goes back to Hurlbert on the left side of the floor. Now to Dean up top. To Smith. Right block. Hurlbert will travel, or are they going to call a foul? I think they're going to call the foul on Hartford. Well, the official's talking about it. The Hartford faithful want to travel on Hurlbert, which I think would be the correct call, but the official signaled a foul, so see what it says. They're going to turn it over. They call it a travel on Hurlbert, so a turnover by Madison.
Hey, 30. Let's go back inside.
Hartford now back on the attack, trailing things 4-3. 2:15 left to go in the first quarter. Oliver Smith with it, right side of the floor. Hands it over to Keenan Renfro. Now back up top in the hands of Nolan Trester. Trester goes back to Wilkinson. Wilkinson lobs it in the lane. Pass almost intercepted by Madison. They're going to say it was last touched by the Bulldogs as it rolls out of bounds to the left side of the basket. So Hartford with an inbound off the left side of their basket. Oliver Smith handling the duties there. Under two to go in the first quarter. Great feed down low to Ndegwa, but before he can get the shot off, he's fouled.
Wow, that was a good look inside though to Ndegwa.
Well, aside from the foul, it was great coverage too by Madison.
Mm-hmm.
As the foul will go against Lane Smith, but Smith was nowhere near Ndegwa when the pass came, and by the time it was in his hands, he was right there. So give him some credit. Aside from that foul, it was a good defensive effort by the Bulldogs, and now we're having another powwow here with the officials. Not sure what the conversation is.
Yeah.
That's the second foul for Lane Smith, 14th foul for Madison thus far in the early going. Can't quite hear what they're saying down there. As we're getting another substitution here for Madison, back in comes Colton Ish. Out of the lineup will come Corey Yao. So Ish the senior replacing Yao the sophomore. I'm not quite sure what all that was about, but nonetheless, we're back to action. Ndegwa, three-point attempt, right wing off the inbound, no good. The rebound is collected by Hurlburt. Hurlburt goes up top to Lane Smith. Smith being guarded by Nolan Trester. Hands off to Octavian Dean. Right side, great pass down low. Dean!
Nice.
And one off the feed from Colton Ish. Give Ish the assist. Give Dean two plus an opportunity at an old-fashioned three-point play.
They couldn't have ran that play any better.
No. They're going to give the foul to Oliver Smith. That'll be his first, team's first. Substitution here for Hartford. Into the game comes Landon Schultz, the sophomore. He'll replace Oliver Smith. Dean sets, puts up the second, airballs it. No good.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's not how you want that one to go.
No.
8-3 is the lead here for Madison. Sorry, 6-3. My apologies. All the points for Madison belong to Octavian Dean, the junior. Ndegwa was looking to find Schultz on the left side of the floor. Schultz wasn't there. He recovers a loose ball, throws it away almost across half court. Ndegwa picks it up. Now Ndegwa, right block, off the glass and in. Tyson Ndegwa makes it 6-5 with a minute 5 left to go in the first quarter. Madison now having to contend with some full court pressure by Hartford. Ball almost goes through the hands of Lane Smith. He recovers. Now up top, three is good. That's a Cody Thurston land agent three by Colton Ish, the Madison senior. That's a 9-5 lead now for the Bulldogs. Ndegwa goes up top to Wilkinson. Wilkinson now looking for some room to operate. Ball skipped into the left corner in the hands of Landon Schultz. Schultz feeds it down low to Trester. Trester no good on the left side layup. Putback attempt no good. Rebound goes to Madison. Colton Ish leads the charge. Now in the hands of Kill Herbert. Nice feed down low and a rejection by Nolan Trester as Braden Grimmett got a beautiful pass. Unprotected down low, but out of nowhere comes a flying Trester to deny him. Real sneaky move off the inbound by Madison. Up for the shot went Colton Ish. He can't get it to fall. Rebound goes to Ndegwa, who tries to fire a three on the opposite end, but time expires. No good on the shot, and that will do it for the first of four. 9-5, the lead for Madison over Hartford here on the early goings of our boys' half of the area game of the week. Stick around. We're back with more in 60 seconds on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry in Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball, being brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates available. The Madison Alumni Association, they back the Bulldogs. Come out and support their MHS student-athletes every step of the way. And USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Back in Hartford, Tegan Trehoon, Ken Hansen here on our boys' half of the area. Game of the week, start of the second quarter. Madison with possession, leading things 9-5 as Octavian Dean skips it left side to Ish, who overshoots the left wing three. The rebound collected by Braden Grimmett. He'll fire three of his own from the top of the right wing. And that's another Cody Thurston land agent three for the sophomore Braden Grimmett. The lead now 12-5. Madison over Hartford. Landon Schultz mishandles a pass from Ndegwa. Gets it back. Now goes left block. Down low to Keenan Renfro. Renfro, nice feed to Nolan Trester, who finishes it off the right side to cut the lead to five. 12-7, still the lead for Madison. They get it into the front court, fighting through the full court pressure by Hartford. Lane Smith with it now for Madison in between the rings. He'll skip it left side of the floor to Cole Herbert. Herbert, that is going to trip me up all night. Yeah. Down low to Octavian Dean. Dean gives it to Ish. Ish fires a right block jumper, and it's good. And it's all Madison here in the early going of this second quarter. 6:45 left to go in the half.
Yeah, they are playing with some confidence right now, too, Tegan.
Kept saying Cole. I meant to say Cade Hurlbert. My apologies to those listening. As Colton Ish gets pushed, shoved, banged around. No fouls are called. Loses his handle on the ball. It's a turnover from Madison to Hartford that probably should have been a foul against the Jaguars, but no call made there. Hartford now with it off the turnover. Leading the way there is Landon Schultz. Schultz, the sophomore, one of the starting five here. Schultz in the corner, thought about the three, won't get it, drives to the left block, throws it in the lane, almost loses it. Does Wilkinson turn, shoots, no good. Rebound collected by Colton Ish.
That is now rebound number 11 for Madison.
Wow. Ish has it, top of the key, works it around to the left side to Braden Grimmett. Grimmett now to Lane Smith. Backs up towards half court here. Now to Octavian Dean. Dean finds Cade Herbert in the corner on the right side. Back up top to Lane Smith. Smith to Dean. 4 seconds on the shot clock. They got to put something up. Smith tried to fire a desperate shot, and it's rejected by Nolan Trester as the shot clock expires. So it'll be a shot clock violation on Hartford. 5:31 left to go. My corrections, a shot clock violation on Madison. 5:31 left to go here in this first half.
That's really one of the few times I've seen a shot clock violation.
Yeah, I would say that they've really adjusted well to it, considering this is one of the first years they've had it.
Mm-hmm.
Right block on the Hartford end. Ndegwa bangs around in the side and gets it to fall off the right side of the basket. Tyson Ndegwa now with 4 points. And then we get a steal at half court by Nolan Trester. Doesn't get the left side layup, but will pick up a foul and go to the line for two. The foul is going to go against Braden Grimmett. That'll be his first.
That is now 6 turnovers by Madison, compared to just 3 for Hartford.
Yeah, Coach McNeil not going to be happy with that statistic, as Trester line drives the first of 2 attempts and misses. Could cut the lead to 4 here. Puts up the second attempt, it's good. 14-10, Madison leading Hartford now, 5:05 to go in the first half. Hurlburt has it off of a huge, another line drive pass to get into the front court there by Colton Ish. Now in the hands of Octavian Dean. He'll drive inside the arc, kicks it back right side. Three on the way, good by Colton Ish, his second of the ball game. The lead now up to 17-10, Madison leading Hartford after the Cody Thurston land agent three by the senior Ish. Octavian Dean knocks away a pass that was intended for Hartford's Keenan Renfro. It was last touched by Dean. It'll stay with Hartford, who will inbound from in front of the Madison fan section. Substitution for the Bulldogs. Corey Yao back in, taking a seat as Braden Grimmett. So the five on the floor for Madison. It is Yao, Hurlburt, Dean, Smith, and Ish. For Hartford, it's Indegwa. As a three gets launched from the right corner by Coy Wilkinson, no good. Rebound collected by Ish. As I was saying, the five on the floor here for Hartford, it's Oliver Smith, Nolan Trester, Keenan Renfro, Tyson Degwa. McCoy Wilkinson, three on the way, no good for Ish. Rebound goes to Indegwa. Indegwa, top of the key, goes to Trester. He finds Wilkinson on the baseline, goes up for the shot, no good, but too much contact on the Madison end will lead to two shots from the foul line.
And right now Madison is shooting 3-for-10 from three-point range. Hartford 2-of-3 at the free throw line tonight.
The foul goes against Octavian Dean, the Madison junior. That's his first, team second. First of two on the way is good for Coy Wilkinson, so cuts the lead down to six, 17-11. Madison leading Hartford, 3:51 left to go in the first half. Puts up the second, that one good. Not a swish, but still a point.
That, they all were good.
Yeah, hey, as long as it counts as a basket.
Uh-huh.
Madison now looking to answer, three on the way, no good, too long by Corey Yao. Rebound collected by Nolan Tresser of Hartford. Hartford now looking to put some more points on the board here, approaching 3.5 to go in this second quarter. Tresser works it left side of the floor to Smith. That's Oliver Smith, who will throw it away. I think he was looking for someone to come streaking across the baseline, and there was just no one there.
Yeah, just when you plan on it being that way, and then you look and go, oh, no, they're not coming.
Yep.
It's like, oh, sorry, coach.
You have it in your head as that's what's going to happen, and unfortunately reality doesn't always play its role. Colton Ish stuck in the backcourt, finally gets across half court, fighting through the full court pressure by Hartford, now has it near half court. He'll skip it right side to Yao. Yao, nice lob down the right block to Octavian Dean, whose shot is just a little too strong, but he's fouled on the attempt, so he's going to the line for two. And they're going to say the foul is against Nolan Trester of Hartford, and that'll be his first. Oh, they're going to say it was a non-shooting foul.
Oh.
Thought he was in the process of putting the shot up, but nope, they're going to say he was not. And we're going to get another foul against Trester, it looks like, for a block as Braden Grimmett was coming across the baseline. Substitutions coming in now for Hartford. It will be Landon Schultz joined by Carson Mankey. Mankey, the freshman. And we get a kickball on the inbound attempt there by Hartford.
His dad, Craig Mankey, was a terrific basketball player here for Hartford in around 2003-2004.
Madison inbounds it. Up top of it now is Hurlburt. Goes right side to Ish. Ish trying to shake off a defender. Ball almost intercepted. Lands in the hands of Corey Yao. Yao gets cut off just inside the right wing. Goes back to Ish. Ish at the foul line. Drives inside. Floater too strong. Ball pops free. It's still free, and it's collected by Ish. Ish, a nice pass down low. Better finish there by Corey Yao, the sophomore.
Just effort that time by Madison.
2.5 left to go here in the first quarter. Madison leading it 19-12 over Hartford. Indegwa lobs it at the foul line into the hands of Renfro. Renfro Kicks it out to Wilkinson at the top. Back to Ndegwa. Ndegwa trying to shake off Lane Smith. And has the ball knocked free. Recovered in the backcourt by Hartford in the form of, I believe that is Carson, yeah. And we're going to get another foul called against Madison for a block. So we'll get a substitution here for the Bulldogs. Braden Grimmett going to come back in for the boys in black. The foul is going to go against Colton Ish, and that'll be his third.
And I think he had him clean up here, but he followed through.
Yep. I think you're absolutely right. Inbound coming for Hartford in the form of Landon Schultz from the left side of the basket as we see the action. Schultz gives it to Ndegwa up top. Ndegwa trying to let the offense get set here. Goes back to Schultz on the right wing. Now right corner three on the way by Coy Wilkinson. No good. Under two to go here in the second quarter. 19-12 the lead for Madison. Coryell with it. Starts to drive inside. Has to kick it back out up top. Now in the hands of Lane Smith on the right wing. Works left wing to Grimmett. Grimmett back up top to Yao. Yao, nice lob down low to Octavian Dean, but it's knocked out of his hands and taken away by Keenan Renfro. Now in the hands of Tyson Degwa. Has his pocket picked. Going the other way is Lane Smith. Smith shorts the layup. But Madison maintains possession. Octavian Dean trying to back down the defender. His shot is too short on the right side. The board is collected by Keenan Renfro. Approaching 60 seconds to go in the first half. Madison leading it, 19-12. Ndegwa, beautiful spin move. No good on the 5-foot jumper from the left side. Under a minute to go in this first half. Madison back on the attack. Lane Smith lobs it right block. Octavian Dean over the top. Great layup there for Dean, and we get a timeout called by Coach Alex McNeil as Dean picks up his 8th point of the ball game. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week right here on Country 101.7 FM. 21-12, 48.8 to go. Madison leading Hartford.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal, rock, and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 366-1161. The Hartford State Bank, a full-service bank that offers the convenience of internet and mobile banking. Visit them online at flinthillsbank.com. And the Hartford One Stop, where their convenience store is open 7 days a week to serve you. Check out their daily lunch specials. Go Jaguars!
Back in Hartford High School, Tegan Trehune, Ken Hansen here on our boys' half of the Area Game of the Week. Madison leading Hartford 21-12 with 47 seconds left to go in the first half.
Yeah, Hartford just needs to get something going here right this last minute.
Absolutely. It's been a fast-paced game thus far. 25 seconds on the shot clock for Hartford, 36 seconds on the game clock. Up top with it now is Landon Schultz. Skip right side, three on the way. Good for Coy Wilkinson. Wilkinson from the right corner knocks down the Cody Thurston Land Agent three, and it's now a 6-point differential, 21-15, as Madison will turn it over. Corey Yao taking a few extra steps, looking for an open teammate, gets called for the travel. Hartford will inbound from right in front of their fans on their own offensive end. Coy Wilkinson to inbound it. Got Landon Schultz right near half court. Gives it to Schultz. Schultz hands off to Wilkinson on the right wing. Now goes up top. He'll skip it left side to Carson Mankey. Mankey back to Wilkinson. Wilkinson drives inside. Left block. Wow. Jumper good off the glass. Coy Wilkinson. 3 seconds left to go. Dean gets the pass. Fires a three, but it's short. Time expires, and that'll do it for the first half of play. 21-17 the lead here for Madison. We will go ahead and take a quick break, come back, and get into the Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show, get you some halftime stats and analysis, and have a conversation with Lady Jaguars head coach Ryan Thomas as his team picked up a big victory over Madison earlier tonight. All that coming up on the Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show, which is heading your way right now.
Basketball is brought to you by the City of Madison, part of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom.
Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. Area High School Basketball on Country 101.7. Brought to you by MT Networks. Now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo and for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering 1 gig speeds. Contact MT Networks. And by the Opie Meat Locker, providing retail meat sales, slaughter, and processing for cattle, pork, and wild game by appointment. See Caleb and Nicole Shanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane. Providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service. Serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud, go Bulldog!
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off the new year with fast start savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with the current Chevy trade. Or get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $449 per month, 36-month, 36,000-mile lease with $5,000 trade equity or cash. And we're offering top dollar for your quality trade-in. You'll get our best deal every day at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. So come see us today or visit us 24-7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Your halftime score of our boys' half of the action here on the area game of the week. 21-17, Madison leading Hartford as we are now joined on the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show by Victoria's head coach Ryan Thomas as his Lady Jaguars picked up a huge win over the Madison Lady Bulldogs 43-42 here earlier tonight. And well, Coach, a million questions I could ask you, but I just want to ask your overall thoughts on tonight's effort.
I thought the second half was really good. We obviously didn't start out the greatest. Got ourselves in a big hole. We weren't very tough. We were pretty sluggish coming off of a game last night against a really good team. But we showed a lot of toughness, a lot of mental toughness in the second half to bounce back. And it just took, you know, one time seeing that ball go in the hole. Then we scored on a few straight trips, and it was it from there. And we, you know, Madison's a good team. They always show some toughness too. Came back, made it a game again. I mean, That was fun. That was a fun one to coach. It really was.
It sounds like mental toughness on both sides of the ball was kind of the key for the game overall.
Absolutely. Anytime you play back-to-back teams like this, you know, Lebo and Madison 2 days in a row with no prep, it's like playing at a state tournament. Mm-hmm. That's what you have to have. I mean, everything else just goes out the window at that point. You have to have that mental toughness to just take the mental reps, bounce back, know that we didn't play our best last time, we bounced back here, and I mean that shows us a lot. It shows us we can too, going further in the year.
Absolutely. Well, and what kind of momentum does this give your team heading into the Lyon County League tournament next week? I mean, obviously the week's not over just yet, but next week it's the big time.
I hope it gives us quite a bit, knowing we can play with just about anybody in this league. We really can. I mean, you know, we didn't play the greatest obviously tonight to start, but we finished well. So we just gotta go off of that right now. We can't worry about anything else. Build off of that. Go forward. You know, we got a big one against Heights. As far as seeding goes right now, we could put ourselves in a tie to finish higher than a four is what we're kind of looking for, but we don't know. We got to take care of our end. Just do what we can control and then see where we fall. And we got a big tournament coming up. A lot of that tournament's wide open, to be honest. A lot of good teams in this league this year. A lot of good teams.
Well, I've said that this year for sports in general has been hardly predictable, to say the least. And I will say, we talked about the conditioning of your team. You know, you don't always have the biggest roster in terms of bodies out there, but, man, your girls just know how to play a full game. And I'll tell you this, it was a physical game, and they didn't seem tired or even worn down one bit from start to finish.
I think adrenaline took over at some point. They're probably pretty tired tomorrow. So we got some girls that have Scars Bowl in the afternoon, so we have to have 6 a.m. practice.
Oh, boy.
But that's just how it goes. We got to make sure we're focused for an hour, go over our stuff, be quick with it.
Sure.
And, you know, I think we do a good job of taking care of that early on in the year. Those first 2.5 weeks are just running them in the ground, to be honest. That's the springboard. I figured that out a long time ago. my first year I didn't do a very good job, but I was like, man, I got to kill these kids in the first 2.5
sure.
weeks, because that's the springboard after that. So,
well, that's what the legs feed the wolves,
exactly, so. Yeah. So. Well, Great. I'm proud of my kids, and they did a tremendous job.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, congratulations on a hard-fought win, being able to do what all the Irish fans wish their team could have done last night, completing the comeback.
Yeah.
But congratulations, and we'll be talking to you very soon.
All right. Thanks, Sagan.
That is Victoria's head coach Ryan Thomas joining us here on our Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Of course, his Lady Jaguars picking up a 43-42 victory over the Lady Bulldogs of Madison earlier tonight. Well, we will take a quick break, come back, and we will get our halftime stats and analysis from Mr. Hansen and myself. You're listening to the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Madison leading Hartford at the half, 21-17. Don't go anywhere. We've got more coming your way on the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information. By TWS Incorporated Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by Hostess Brand, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Back inside Hartford High School, Tegan Trehune, Ken Hansen here on the Area Game of the Week, the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Time to get into our halftime stats. Brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. Well, we will jump into the individual scoring and start with the leading Madison Bulldogs. They are led in scoring in a two-way tie between the junior Octavian Dean and the senior Colton Ish with 8 points each. 3 points for the sophomore Braden Grimmett and 2 points for the sophomore Corey Yao. That's how they got to the 21-17 lead. For Hartford, they're led in scoring by the sophomore Coy Wilkinson with 9 points, 3 points each for Nolan Trester and Oliver Smith, and 4 points for Tice Indegwa. Let's take a look at the team numbers there, Mr. Hansen.
All right, for Madison, they shot 4 of 14 inside the arc, 3 for 12 from three-point range, so overall 7 of 26 from the field. They were 1 for 2 at the free throw line. They had 14 total rebounds, 6 offensive and 8 defensive rebounds, and they committed 8 turnovers. And for Hartford, they were 3 of 11 inside the arch, 1 for 6 from three-point range, and 4 of 5 at the free throw line, but overall shooting, I guess, from the field, 4 of 17 from the field, and they pulled down 1 offensive and 5 defensive rebounds and 5 turnovers.
Once again, your halftime stats are brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. That'll do it for the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Half number two of our boys' half of the Area Game of the Week is on the way. Again, Madison leads it 21-17. We'll talk to you in 30 seconds.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off the new year with fast start savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with the current Chevy trade. Or get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $449 per month, 36-month, 36,000-mile lease with $5,000 trade equity or cash. And we're offering top dollar for your quality trade-in. You'll get our best deal every day at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. So come see us today or visit us 24-7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall.
Back inside Hartford High School, Tegan Trahoon, Ken Hansen here on the Area Game of the Week. We are underway with the start of the second half of action as Madison opens up with a bucket there. Couldn't see the number.
Octavian Dean.
Octavian Dean, no surprise right there. Dean leading his team now. Hartford looking to answer on the right side as Wilkinson fires a three from the right wing. No good, but the putback by Nolan Trester is good. So an answer right off the bat there for Hartford. Madison back on the attack, going right to left now as we see the action. Up top with it is Ish. Pump fakes for the three at the top of the key. Won't take the shot. Dean leading all scores with 10 points here tonight thus far. As Hartford gets a big steal on the Madison end. Leading the charge here will be Landon Schultz. He gives to Ndegwa, left side of the floor. Schultz now gets it back. In between the rings, goes back to Ndegwa, right side, now skip left side to Schultz again. Pass goes to Trester at the foul line, nice bounce pass on the baseline, greater finish by Keenan Renfro, who's finally in the score sheet, and makes it a two-point game, 23-21, and Madison will turn it over, trying to go the opposite way. As Hartford regains possession, into the lineup for Madison comes Kate Hurlbert. Taking a seat will be Corey Yao. First time Yao sat down tonight.
And taking if that wasn't going to be a carrying the ball, yeah. That was going to be a charge on Ish.
Yeah, he ran right through the defender right there, so I think he'd rather take the carrying violation over the foul any day. 6.5 left to go in the third quarter. Madison leading it 23-21 over Hartford. Ndegwa. Throws the pass to Keenan Renfro, quite surprisingly to Renfro, at the foul line. He'll kick it out to Nolan Trester, who tries a 15-footer from straight up. No good. Rebound collected by Colton Ish. Madison back on the attack. Octavian Dean trying to go around Renfro. Kicks it right side to Ish. Fires a three from the right wing. It's no good. Ndegwa collects the board for Hartford. He'll hand off to Landon Schultz. Schultz goes foul line to Renfro. Renfro now to Ndegwa. Thought about the three, decides not to take it. Instead, he'll find Landon Schultz on the baseline, and he'll finish off the left side to tie up the game 23-all. Madison now looking to answer. Scoreless nearly in the last 2 minutes. I shouldn't say nearly. They've been scoreless the last 2 minutes. They opened the half with a bucket by Dean, but haven't found anything since. Left block pass is intercepted by Hartford in the form of Trester. Trester gives it to Wilkinson, who fires a three from the top of the right wing. It's no good. Rebound collected by Colton Ish by Madison, and we'll get a timeout before he can find his way to the rim by Coach Alex McNeil. Definitely wanting to talk things over with his team as they are not coming out with the same momentum they had to start, or I should say to end the first half. It's a full timeout by McNeil. We will take a full timeout ourselves. We're back in 60 seconds on the Area Game of the Week, where we're all tied up. 23-all, Madison and Hartford.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, OP Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Melissa Herdman, Kirk and Cobb Realtors, wishing all athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Madison with possession out of the Madison timeout. Ish has it right wing. He goes to Lane Smith, who works it around to the left wing to Kate Hurlbert. Hurlbert back up top to Smith. Now to Ish, now to Braden Grimmett, now back up top to Smith. Madison just working the ball around the perimeter, trying to find an opening. 1 second on the shot clock, fires it up to Smith, but not in time. And another costly turnover here for Madison to start this second half. Almost stole it back. Wilkinson gets it, now goes left corner. Three is good by Landon Schultz. Schultz got the pass from Ndegwa after Wilkinson fired it up towards the top of the key. Madison now looking to answer as Hartford has taken their first lead of the ball game. 26-23, 4:13 left to go here in this second, or this third quarter, I should say. I'm all over the place tonight. Yeah. Colton Ish goes to Octavian Dean, right block, trying to shoot over the top of Renfro. Doesn't get the shot to fall, but he will draw a foul as Renfro got a little too close for comfort.
Tegan, you can definitely tell right now that Hartford is just playing with so much more confidence than they did in the first half and that Madison's playing now.
Well, and that's exactly what we saw in the girls' game, too, is they were making the mistakes early on, and Madison was capitalizing, and now it's almost reverse fortune here as Dean sinks the first of two free throws. Bring his team back within two. 4:01 left to go in the third quarter. Puts up the second. That one's short. Rebound one by Hartford in the form of Coy Wilkinson. Wilkinson brings it up across half court. Hands off to Ndegwa on the right side of the floor just in front of us. Ndegwa back to Wilkinson now at the top of the key. Left side, Landon Schultz. He'll fire another three. Too long. Rebound goes to Colton Ish. Madison looking to tie or take the lead here with 3:38 left to go in the third quarter. First time they've trailed all game. Colbert up top, goes to Dean. Top of the left wing, in the hands of Ish. Spin move in the lane, can't get anywhere with it, goes to Hurlburt in the left corner. Hurlburt up top to Smith, right side to Grimmett. Grimmett got frozen in his tracks, gave it to Ish. Ish was trying to find Dean on the right block. It's taken away by Hartford in the form of Trester. Now with it, on the opposite end is Ndegwa. Worked to the foul line to Renfro. Renfro goes to Trester. Three on the way from Wilkinson off the pass from Trester is too long. Give the rebound to Hurlburt for Madison. Lane Smith up top, left side to Grimmett. 2:48 left to go in the third quarter. Hartford leading Madison for the first time this game, 26-24. Left corner with it, Lane Smith. Up top now with it is Grimmett. Worked around to the right wing. Three on the way by Hurlburt. No good. Lane Smith collects it. Reverse layup is no good on the putback attempt. Dean gets the rebound. Can't put it back either. Finally, Hartford comes away with the rebound. Going coast to coast was Wilkinson. No good on the shot. Tried to get his rebound, and he got held on the attempt. No, they're going to say he got the rebound, went up for the shot, and then got fouled. A lot of hands flying in that scrum. They're going to give the foul to Braden Grimmett. That'll be his second. Madison's first of the third quarter. Wilkinson puts up the first line drive, too strong off the back iron and nothing else.
You know, one thing though with Tegan, that you look at Hartford, they are a young team.
Yeah. Oliver Smith back in for Hartford. Out comes Landon Schultz. You're absolutely right, and they're playing like seasoned pros right now as Wilkinson gets the second of two to fall. Increases the lead to three, 27-24. Madison trying to get into the front court. Cade Hurlburt goes left side of the floor to Braden Grimmett. Now back up into the hands of Lane Smith. Back to Grimmett, now left side. And that's got to be a big positive for Coach Colton Barrett as his team again, as I was about to give props there for their play, make a small mistake there trying to intercept the pass. Coming over the top was Renfro hooking the arm of Octavian Dean.
Yeah, that's pass interference.
Yeah, all day long. Wrong sport, but right analogy.
Yes.
2 minutes left to go here in this third quarter. Madison back on the attack, trailing things 27-24. First time they've trailed all game. Lane Smith goes up top to Colton Ish. Coy Wilkinson took a swipe at it, got nothing but air. Madison still with possession. Smith with it now, right side of the floor after a few passes around the perimeter. Dean with it at the top. Skips it left side to Schultz. Schultz now at the foul line to Ish. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Ish drives inside. Nice pass down low to Hurlburt. Spin move around Ndegwa. Can't hit the shot. Oh, man. Madison is having trouble buying baskets right now.
Yeah, they're 1 of 6 here in the second half.
Rebound goes to Hartford on the opposite end. Corey Wilkinson, with his second three of the ball game, increases the lead to 630-24. Opposite end, finally finding pay dirt, is Madison in the form of Braden Grimmett with a left side layup around Indegua. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. Indegua crossing over, Hurlburt kicks it left side to Oliver Smith. Smith now circles around inside the right perimeter. Goes to Trester, to Renfro, finishes it on the baseline with a beautiful pass and a great layup by Oliver Smith. That is textbook passing right there by the Jaguars. Dean has it in the front court for Madison, and we're going to get a foul against Hartford, as, again, that's one of those calls could have gone either way, as Colton Ish was driving in the lane, lowered the shoulder, ran over Indegua, but Indegua will be called for the block, and he's slow to get up. He took a whole bunch of Ish right to the chest.
Yeah.
He'll come out for a moment to catch his breath. Back into the Hartford lineup comes Landon Schultz. As we're going to get an inbound, Lane Smith will do the honors. He goes right to the top of the left wing to Hurlburt. Three is good. That's a Cody Thurston land agent three for the senior Cade Hurlburt. Now pulls his team back within three, 32-29. 20 seconds left to go in the third quarter. That's been all Hartford. Wilkinson almost got tripped up. Maintains his balance. Gives it to Oliver Smith at the top of the key. Trying to go around Hurlburt. Has to kick it back in between the rings to Wilkinson. Wilkinson hands off to Trester now. Going from right to left. Now left to right to Oliver Smith. Smith kicks it right corner. Landon Schultz. Three on the way at the buzzer. No good. And that does it for three. At the end of the third quarter, Hartford leads Madison 32-29. Who's going to come out on top in this ball game? Well, you got to stick around. We got fourth quarter action heading your way here in just a moment on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud, go Bulldogs! Area high school basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. By Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. And by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Start of the fourth and final quarter here on the boys' half of the area game of the week. Tegan Troon, Ken Hansen here from Hartford High School as the Jaguars lead the Bulldogs 32-29 heading into the fourth quarter. It was all Hartford there in the third, at least for the majority. Pass almost intercepted by Madison on the Hartford end. Rebound, or I should say loose ball, goes to Landon Schultz. Schultz goes to Nolan Trester on the right wing. He'll drive baseline and get knocked out of bounds by Madison's Nish.
Taken in the third quarter, Hartford was 4-for-5 inside the arch, and they were 2-of-6 from three-point range. So that helps.
Absolutely. Colton Ish picks up his fourth foul of the game with that foul. Tyson Degua back into the Hartford lineup, replacing Oliver Smith. And Degua took a hard hit from, Colton Ish late in the third quarter, and he just got powered to the floor on a layup attempt. The foul is going to go against Braden Grimmett. That'll be his third, as Indegua goes to the line for two to try and increase this three-point lead. 7:25 to go in the ballgame. Indegua hits on the first of two. Indegua, scoreless in the third quarter, now has 5 points on the night with that make. I'm going to try and make it six. Puts up the second. That one had to think about it, but it fell through. 34-29, a five-point differential now in favor of Hartford. And, oh, boy, Madison Grimmett was trying to find Smith, and Smith, it hit his fingertips. It almost was like he wasn't expecting it. Almost rolled out of bounds, but Smith saves it. Now has it on the right side. Trying to find an open teammate, but won't get the chance because of the double dribble.
Yeah.
Just a mental error there by Lane Smith. And that's the first real mental error the juniors had tonight.
That's 13 turnovers so far on the game for Masson. Hartford has not committed a turnover this half.
Wow. Almost an exact replica of what we saw in the girls' game.
Yep.
Keenan Renfro extends the lead for Hartford with a point-blank jumper right over the defenders off a great feed by Ndegwa. Madison looking to stop the bleeding here. Turns, shoots, right block, no good for Colton Ish. Ball last touch by Madison?
Yeah.
They said Madison, but I could have sworn. I thought Landon Schultz had his paws on it when it rolled out of bounds. I guess the official saw it a different way.
Yeah, I thought it might have been out of Schultz too, but
yeah.
What we see is not what is always.
Not always, yep, not always correct. You are right on that one.
We may think it's correct.
Just ask my, I'll always argue, just ask my wife. 36-29 is the lead for Hartford as they're back on the attack off the turnover and 3-second violation called against Hartford's Nolan Trester. That's the second time this evening in both games we've seen a 3-second violation. Mm-hmm. Both of them went against Hartford.
Yeah. So the referees are looking for that.
Absolutely. Madison was only able to put up 8 points in the third quarter. Correction, put up 9 points. Nope, I had that right. It was 8 points. Again, math, not my strong suit, but I got there. 5:40 left to go here. A huge raindrop three attempt by Colton Ish over two defenders. It hits the rim, but that's it. Rebound collected by Landon Schultz with some fancy footwork, a few spin moves to get into the front court. Skips it left side to Ndegwa. Ndegwa too far ahead of Nolan Trester on the pass to the left corner. Was looking to set Trester up maybe for a three or a drive on the baseline, but Trester, for as tall and lengthy as he is, would have had to have been Mr. Fantastic.
Yes.
Stretch a little, wriggle that one in. Tyson Ndegwa knocks the ball free from Lane Smith, and the ball turns into a scramble, and they're going to give the timeout to Madison, who will maintain possession. Coach McNeil breathing a sigh of relief on that one. They're taking a full timeout. So are we. We're right back after this on the Area Game of the Week. It's 36-29, Hartford leading Madison, 5:11 left to go.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison for restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Three estimates available. The Madison Alumni Association, they back the Bulldogs. Come out and support their MHS student athletes every step of the way. And USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Back on the attack is Madison out of the timeout by Coach Alex McNeil. Madison has yet to find the basket here in the fourth quarter. Under five to go in the ball game, trailing things 36-29 to Hartford. Three on the way. Swish! For Cade Herbert. He's been looking for that shot all night. Finally got it to fall, and at a very crucial point, cuts the lead to four. 36-32. Hartford still out in front, but what a shot by the senior Herbert.
Yeah, that was an awesome three-point shot.
That's his second three of the night. Got 6 points. 4:25 left to go in the ball game. Hartford now into a bit of a passing game. 9 seconds left on the shot clock. Tyson Daigle with it. Now 5 seconds. They got to get a shot off here, but they won't even get the chance. Ball gets taken away by Colton Ish. Goes the opposite way. Gets the shot to fall and one. Or are they going to give him the basket? Yep, they're going to count it.
That was just great effort by Ish, not being denied.
Colton Ish steals the ball at on the Hartford side, takes it the length of the floor, and draws the foul against Nolan Trester, and that's Trester's third. Extra point on the way, and good, and just like that, it's a one-point game, 36-35. Madison with one heck of a swing there, all thanks to Colton Ish.
Yeah, and between him and Hurlburt, they are leading the way.
Oh, Lane Smith getting a little too close for comfort. No foul called as he's guarding. He was guarding Wilkinson extremely tight, but it won't matter as they're going to call a travel on Tyson Daigle. And we will get a timeout taken by Coach Colton Barrett. It's a full timeout. So we're going to go ahead and take another one with them, say hello to a few of our sponsors. Don't go anywhere. We still got 3 minutes and 51 seconds left in this ball game, and it's a one-point game. Hartford leading Madison 36-35. Stay tuned to Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Hogan Excavating. Specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal, rock, and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 366-1161. The Hartford State Bank, a full-service bank that offers the convenience of internet and mobile banking. Visit them online at flinthillsbank.com. And the Hartford One Stop, where their convenience store is open 7 days a week to serve you. Check out their daily lunch specials. Go Jaguars!
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by the City of Madison, part of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614.
Madison with a big momentum swing in the last 2 minutes of this ball game has pulled within one of Hartford. 36-35, the Jaguars still lead it. Madison now on the attack. Left wing with it is Lane Smith. Skipped right wing to Kate Hurlburt. Thought about a three, decides to give it to Octavian Dean. Turn, shoot, scores from the right block, does Dean. And Octavian Dean has been a huge difference maker for Madison tonight. Now 13 points on the evening. Hartford looking to answer as they've lost the lead. They trail at 37-36. And that won't do it as Landon Schultz just fired up a long jumper from the right elbow, and it was way off the mark. Approaching three to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, Madison back out in front, 37-36. Third lead change thus far as Ish tried a behind-the-back pass, and I do mean behind-the-back between both himself and Trester, but it gets intercepted by Trester. And now Hartford back on the attack. And Daigle, top of the key, throws it down low. Trester fires it off the glass, but that's all he hits as it wounds around and lands in the hands of Madison's Lane Smith. Smith now takes it the opposite direction into the hands of Grimmett to Ish. Back to Smith, right wing. 2:18 left to go. Octavian Dean gets it right block. Gets double teamed, but it doesn't stop him. Dean, turn, shoots, up and in, right block yet again. He's got 5 here in the quarter. Give him 15 overall tonight. 2 minutes left to go in the ball game. Hartford now trailing by 3, 39-36, and we're going to get a foul away from the ball on Hartford's Landon Schultz. And I believe that's going to be his first, and it is. And we will get another timeout taken by Hartford. So we're going to go ahead and step aside as well. A minute 58 remaining in the ball game. Hartford now trailing Madison 39-36. How's it all going to shape out? You got to stay tuned to the Area Game of the Week right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball on Country 101.7. Brought to you by MT Networks. Now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by the Opie Meat Locker, providing retail meat sales, slaughter, and processing for cattle, pork, and wild game by appointment. See Caleb and Nicole Schenke at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie. Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661.
Back to action here inside Hartford High School as Madison back out in front, 39-36 over Hartford after trailing almost the entirety of the end of the third quarter and the start of the fourth as a big foul. I don't understand the reasoning behind it by Coy Wilkinson. Just shoved Octavian Dean from behind, yeah. And Coach Colton Barrett just put his hand to his head saying, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
Actually, they're going to get that to Keenan Renfro. They're going to say that was Renfro, and that would be Renfro's third. Interesting. I didn't see Renfro in the vicinity, but nonetheless. Madison back on the attack now. Lane Smith with it right side of the floor, trying to increase their three-point lead. A minute 45 left to go in the ball game. Grimmett, left block to Ish. Ish, jump stop, kips it back up to Grimmett. Now into the hands of Hurlburt. Hurlburt will skip it right side to Smith. Smith up top to Dean now. Dean, left side, Hurlburt. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Pass gets knocked free by Hartford, and it won't be recovered. And they're going to say, I'm not sure what that signal was. I think that's a kick ball, but yeah. I can't be certain. It's going to go to Hartford nonetheless. So yeah. Hartford a chance to either tie or at least cut the lead down to one.
Yeah, I think they got to look for some way to get the ball in. They got to find some way to get the ball in to Wilkinson.
A minute 15 left to go here in the ball game. 39-36 again the lead. Three on the way. Wilkinson, too long. Rebound won't be collected. It'll roll out of bounds. Great job there by Kate Hurlburt to box everyone out and just let it roll out. Full court pressure now being applied here by Hartford. Hurlburt. Inbounds to Ish in the backcourt, being double-teamed by Ndegwa and Trester. Goes over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now in trouble, and what are they going to say here? Referee blows the whistle, but not before a timeout is called by Madison. Coach McNeil, perfect call there, gets the stoppage as he was close to a five-second violation. It's a 30-second timeout. We're going to take one ourselves. 58.4 seconds to go. Madison nursing a tenuous 39-36 lead. See how it all shapes out here back in 30 seconds on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Hostess Brand, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And Emporia State University. Helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Out of the timeout by Madison, the Bulldogs with possession. Pass goes into the backcourt to Ish. 55 seconds left to go. Ish trying to get it into the front court. It's intercepted by Hartford. Right side, Landon Schultz won't even get a chance to get a shot off as Coach Colton Barrett's going to call a timeout. It's a full timeout. We're going to take a 30-second break here, reset ourselves for the exciting 49.6 remaining seconds of what has been an incredible back-and-forth ball game between these two teams. We've been saying it all night. Who's going to win it? You got to stick around to find out. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
School basketball brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information. By TWS Incorporated Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas.
Back inside Hartford High School, Tegan Trahoon, joined by Ken Hansen. 49.6 seconds remains in our boys' half of the Area Game of the Week. Madison out in front, 39-36, after trailing the first half of the fourth quarter to Hartford. They managed to come back. And again, a very slim three-point lead here. Going to be looking to box out and block, as Hartford has proven they can shoot that three ball perfectly. 25 seconds on the shot clock, 40 seconds on the game clock. Three fired up by Wilkinson. It's no good, but he's fouled on the shot attempt. He's going to the line for three.
But I'm not so sure that that's exactly the three-pointer that Coach Barrett wanted.
No, but I think he'll take it, as it's a little bit easier, as that foul is going to go against Braden Grimmett, and that is Grimmett's fourth. Wilkinson at the line. Puts up the first. It's good. Lead now to two. 39-37. Madison leading Hartford. Two shots still to come here for Wilkinson. Wilkinson setting for the second. Puts it up. Good. Substitution for Hartford. In comes Oliver Smith. Off comes Landon Schultz. Smith with one foul. Schultz with one foul. Three fouls for Trester and Renfro apiece for Hartford. As the third shot on the way. Good for Wilkinson. We are tied at 39. Madison with it now. Ish into the front court. 33 seconds to go, and a timeout will be taken by Coach Alex McNeil. Smart call by McNeil, giving his guys a chance to get into an offensive set here instead of having to fight their way. It'll be a full timeout. We'll keep it right here. You what know, an exciting series of games we've had here tonight.
These have been two really good ones. And I think we're going to see more of it as we go through this week with the Flint Hills League tournament.
But absolutely.
One of the things, taken, I think right now, if I'm Madison, maybe you run some screens to get the ball in to Octavian Dean in the post.
Yeah, and we've seen Madison work the ball around really well and open up some opportunities. We saw it on the girls' side, too. They did a great job of working it around and getting the defenders kind of off their spots. The thing is, though, Hartford has been amazing at tracking down that ball and intercepting passes all night long.
And if I'm Coach Barrett, I tell my kids to be aggressive anyway, because right now you only got three team fouls.
Well, not to mention,
you got a foul to give.
The most that any of your players have is three fouls in Nolan Trester and Keenan Renfro. So, I mean, they've got the cushion to give here. They're not going to lose any players, whereas there's already two players in foul trouble with four apiece, and Brayton Grimmett and Colton Ish on the Madison side. Cade Herbert will inbound from in front of the Hartford faithful. He goes left side of the floor to Grimmett. Grimmett to Lane Smith, back to Grimmett. Under 30 seconds left to go. Shot clock turned off. Madison possibly holding for the last shot here. Smith skips it left side to Hurlburt. Back to Smith up top. 15 seconds now. If they're going to do something, they got to get moving. 10 seconds. Right elbow. Ish. Foul line. Kicks it left side. Three on the way by Hurlburt. No good. Rebound is free and loose. No good on a shot attempt. We are headed to overtime. What a contest between these two. And I will tell you right now, the Madison faithful to our left are not happy. They felt like there should have been a foul call on the last-ditch three-point attempt by Madison, as there was a lot of contact, but they will not get it.
No. And for the most part, you probably wouldn't.
No.
This, with the way the game is going.
Yeah. 4 minutes will be on the clock for overtime, as this was just too good of a game to be settled.
Yes.
In four quarters.
And just think, we're starting off a five-day series.
Have fun with that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, no, I'm on that too.
Yes, you are.
Shoot. Well, I was hoping I'd make it home in time to eat some birthday cake with my wife, but
yeah, happy birthday, by the way,
oh,
Tegan.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tegan, you know, if we look tomorrow night, we have the girls' semifinals from the Twin Hills League tournament.
Yes, we do.
With Chase County taking on Mission Valley at 6 o'clock, followed by Osage City taking on Linden at 7:30.
Should be two very good games.
Yeah, we won't have to travel far.
No, just down the the road a little bit there from the KVOE studios, right there on West 12th Avenue. Take you right on over to Commercial, and straight down to White Auditorium. 4 minutes on the clock. We are headed to overtime, tied 39-all here on the area game of the week, the boys' half, as the tip-off is won by Madison, thanks to Colton Ish. Madison going right to left as we see the action now in the hands of Kate Hurlburt. Hurlburt gives it to Dean. Octavian Dean fires it right side, almost missed by Lane Smith. He recovers. Now goes to Ish on the right wing, up top to Braden Grimmett. Grimmett back to Smith on the right side of the floor. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Hurlburt to Smith, left wing, left block now to Dean. Pass intended for Ish, intercepted by Ndegwa of Hartford. Tyson Ndegwa has been a great, great defensive weapon here for Hartford. Intercepted at least six passes here tonight. Hartford on the attack. Ndegwa down inside the lane. Ball stolen away by Octavian Dean. Dean loses it. Madison recovers. Colton Barrett thought he was out of bounds, but it doesn't matter. Madison on the opposite end. Fires a three. Does Colton Ish, or sorry, Braden Grimmett. It's no good. The rebound turns into a jump ball, and we're going the opposite way. Hartford now with possession with 3 minutes remaining in this tied overtime game. 39-all, Hartford and Madison. Hartford looking for the sweep over the Bulldogs after the Lady Jaguars picked up a one-point victory over the Lady Bulldogs earlier this evening. Left side on the Hartford end. Trester loses the handle on the ball. It rolls out of bounds. And Madison will regain possession. No pressure being applied here in the backcourt by Hartford. Lane Smith brings it up across half court. He'll hand it off to Braden Grimmett. Back to Smith in the left wing. Up top, back to Grimmett. Now skips it right side of the floor to Cade Hurlburt. Hurlburt to Grimmett. To Hurlburt. Left side now to Smith. 15 seconds on the shot clock. 2:24 left to go in overtime. Right side of the floor with it, Grimmett. Neither team has hit a bucket yet. Left side, unguarded. Hurlburt, great finish off an amazing pass by Smith. Smith just found him right where he needed to be.
Yeah, and Hurlburt was ready for it and just went right up for the layup.
You know, I said to myself earlier tonight, I said, I don't think I'll need an overtime section of my score sheet. Boy, that should tell you, always make extra room. Opposite end. Renfro goes up for the shot. No good. Rebound fought for, and Renfro will pick up the foul. That will be the fourth for Keenan Renfro, the junior of Hartford, for the minute 50 left to go into overtime. Madison now leading 41-39. Left side with it for Madison is Hurlburt. Hurlburt drags the pivot foot. He just got a little too anxious. He looked like he was going to pass it in the lane, decided against it, but he dragged the foot too much.
Yeah.
And it was right in front of the official, so never going to get away with that one. And, oh, man, just like we saw in the girls' game, Ndegwa was firing it over to Schultz. Schultz was not looking. It almost hit him right in the noggin. Luckily, he caught it. But, boy, this is not the time to have one of those daydream moments.
No.
A minute 20 left to go. Three on the way. Wilkinson is good from 23. Coy Wilkinson with a big time. Cody Thurston, Land Agent 3, gives the lead back to Hartford, 42-41. 64 seconds left to go in overtime. Octavian Dean works it up top to Braden Grimmett. Now to Lane Smith, left side. Left corner to Grimmett. Back up top to Smith. Right side to Hurlburt. Hurlburt, right side now in the corner to Smith. Now to Dean. Circles up top, goes to Hurlburt. 1 second on the shot clock. No good on the fire of attempt. Rebound, putback is good by Colton Ish. Oh, talk about making something out of nothing there. 30 seconds left to go. 43-42, the lead for Madison. 27 seconds left in overtime. Shot clock is turned off, and the timeout is called by Coach Colton Barrett. His team trailing by one, 43-42. Identical score to the girls' game earlier, but in reverse order as Madison is leading Hartford right now.
Yeah, and right there, good timeout by Coach Barrett because he saw his team was out of whack.
We are going to take a quick timeout ourselves. There's 60 seconds, and this timeout will take 30. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM. Overtime ball game, Madison leading it 43-42, 21.7 to go. Stick around to find out how it all shakes out.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall.
Back inside Hartford High School, Tegan Trahoon, Ken Hansen, and what has been a barn burner series of games. Sorry for everybody that was listening and just coughed right in your ear. My apologies. That snuck up on me a little bit. That's how excited I am. 21.7 seconds left to go in overtime. 43-42 the lead for the Madison Bulldogs over the Hartford Jaguars in our boys' half of the Area Game of the Week. Clock now down to 15 seconds. Hartford on the attack. Down low. Renfro off the feed for Chester. And one! Hartford leading Madison with a chance to make it 45-43.
They ran that play perfectly to get the ball into Trester.
Oh, what a move by Trester. Just got it around the defenders, threw it straight down to Renfro. Renfro a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play, put his team up by two. Fires. It's good. 45-43, a two-point differential here. 12 seconds to go in overtime. Madison on the attack, and we'll get a full timeout taken by Alex McNeil. We need to catch our breath here real quick. We will be right back. We're going to take a quick break ourselves. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. 10.9 seconds remaining in overtime. 45-43, Hartford leading Madison. The final 10 seconds of the game coming your way on Country 101.7 FM right after this.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shoal Roofing. Serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County. OP Hartford and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities. And by Melissa Herdman, Kirk and Cobb Realtors. Wishing all athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs.
Back inside Hartford High School, 10.9 seconds remain in this overtime game. Hartford now up 45-43 over Madison after trailing early on here. And if you're Madison, are you going for the tie or are you going for the win, Ken?
I'm going for the whichever shot is the best one to go up. And really, looks like they're going to probably try to set a screen maybe for Grimmett.
There seems to be a little confusion between the officials and the coaches here. I think they're just trying to sort out how many timeouts Hartford has. And, well, they had one. They're going to take it. 30-second timeout called by Colton Barrett. So not getting to the climax of this game just yet, but we'll keep it right here. 45-43, the lead for Hartford. Again, they had trailed early on here in the overtime period. They had a few mistakes, and then they managed to get a big play from Keenan Renfro off an amazing pass from Nolan Tresker. Renfro goes up, gets the bucket, and gets fouled, goes to the line, puts his team out in front.
Yeah.
See what they can do here. Madison, I'm curious about the play that Coach McNeil is going to be drawing up.
I think they're going to run a look like they were maybe setting up to do a double screen for Grimmon on the inbound, but then try to free and look at Hurlburt or Dean crashing to the post.
Absolutely.
10.9 to go. Lane Smith inbounding from in front of his own bench. Madison looking to either tie or take the lead. Clock ticking down. 7 seconds-ish. Trap between half court. Three on the way. No good for Graydon Grimmett. The ball gets poked out of bounds. And they're going to say it's Hartford ball. 0.6 seconds and Colton Barrett's taking a timeout.
Yeah.
0.6 seconds remain. I'd say inbound it.
Yeah, I think he's going to set up a play to get the ball inbound.
I can understand that there are 6 seconds left, but I think you just go ahead and lob it in.
Yeah. I think you might set up, you might see four guys on the baseline, and then three of them sprinting down the other way.
Going to be a real Hail Mary throw here, possibly, or if you're lucky, you send all your guys down one way, have somebody just stay off to the side. They're covering deep. There's really no reason for them, though. Madison's going to be probably five strong on the front end because of the fact that Hartford doesn't need the basket.
Yeah.
All they got to do is get it in.
Yeah. So let's see how
Tyson Degwell will be inbounding it from the left side of the basket. Sorry, Ken.
This is where you see how much has been practiced of in the game stuff.
And Degwell looking for an open man. Throws it up top into the hands of Tresker, and that does it! Hartford pulls off the win, 45-43 in overtime. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What a ball game between these two teams. We are going to step aside, get into the Rich Shore Company postgame show. We'll get a word with Victoria's head coach, Colton Barrett. All that coming up here on the Rich Door Company postgame show. Once again, the final score, 45-43 in overtime. Hartford downs Madison on the area game of the week. Stick around. We have the Rich Door Company postgame show coming your way next.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Harriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud. Go Bulldogs.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area.
Bill Redeker, owner.
Back inside Hartford High School, Tegan Trahoon, Ken Hansen on the area game of the week, and holy smokes, what a game we had here tonight. Took a little extra time in overtime, but Hartford completes the sweep against Madison, 45-43 on the boys' end, almost identical to the score in the girls' game, 43-42. So impressive victories here by Hartford. We're going to tell you all about how this matchup shaped out by getting into our final stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. We'll start with the Madison Bulldogs. They were led in scoring on a two-way tie by Octavian Dean and Colton Ish, both with 13 points. Cade Hurlbert was the third Bulldog in double figures with 10 points. 2 points for the sophomore Corey Yao, 5 for the sophomore Braden Grimmett. The victorious Hartford Jaguars led in scoring by the sophomore Coy Wilkinson with 19 on the night. 5 points for senior Oliver Smith, 7 for Keenan Renfro, and 6 for the sophomore Tice Endegwa. Let's go ahead and get a look at those team numbers real quick as Colton Barrett makes his way up here to us.
Yeah, for Madison, they shot 10 of 25 from inside the arch, 5 of 12 from three-point range, so overall 15 of 37 from the field. They were 2 for 5 at the free throw line. They pulled down 22 rebounds, and they committed 17 turnovers for Hartford. 13 of 36 overall. They were 9 of 21 inside the arch, 6 of 10 from the inside the arch in the second half. They were 4 of 15 from three-point range. And this is a big stat, 11 of 13 at the free throw line. That is a huge difference here tonight. And they also committed, they got 12 rebounds and they committed 11 turnovers.
Fantastic. That's your final stats, again, brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. We're going to take a quick 60-second break, come back, get Victoria's head coach Colton Barrett on the headset. Very excited to hear his thoughts on this barn burner of a ball game here tonight. His team comes out with the overtime victory, 45-43 over Madison. He's going to tell us all about it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Rich Door Company post-game show on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. By Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. And by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. Area High School Basketball brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bond Rock Land Brokers. Call Henry in Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Back inside Hartford High School, Tegan Trahoon now joined by victorious Hartford Jaguars head coach Colton Barrett. And, well, Coach, it's kind of like I said to Ryan Thomas earlier tonight, there's a million questions we can ask, but I'm just going to start with the obvious. How did you feel about that game? I mean, an overtime win for you guys in a comeback, no less. Really, a tenacious fight from your team from start to finish.
Yeah, I thought, especially coming off the game last night where we blew a fourth-quarter lead, and then, we had the lead early in the fourth, and we gave it away. So, our kids really had to respond. And I thought we played really good defense all night long. Our offense was a little bit shaky early, but, the guys settled in. They believed in what we were trying to do, and it was a great win for the program and for the guys, and I'm proud of all the effort we had tonight.
I'm curious. We talked about it in the girls' game, too. It was a very fast-paced game, a lot of contact early on. Did you think that favored you guys more than Madison, or did you think that maybe kind of evened things up?
I know that we want to play fast. That's just how we play. Sometimes we're a little too fast, but, you know, we knew that they want to be physical, so we knew if we can get out and run, that would favor us, and it would, you know, take the pressure off of our offense because we couldn't run last night. So we knew if we could get out and run a little bit, maybe get out in the open court, it'd be good for our offense. So I thought, overall, you know, Madison's good at playing fast, too. It was two good teams going at it, and glad we came out for the win.
You know, I know that you have nothing but faith in your guys, but I do have to ask, you're coming off of a game last night against a very tough team. You know, a hard-fought loss, unfortunately. Were you concerned about their conditioning or concerned about their ability to kind of hang in there, especially against a team as physical and big as Madison?
Yeah, you know, that's always a concern when, you know, we don't play a whole lot of guys right now, but the guys that we do play, we ask them to play a lot, and we ask them to do a lot on defense, which I think our guys have really stepped up. And I think, you know, yesterday, I think in the fourth quarter, we had tired legs on defense and kind of let the game get away from us there. And tonight, you know, I, again, thought we might be able to play some guys to save some legs, but, you know, we counted on that top six to carry us home. We got some minutes from our freshmen that helped a lot. And, you know, our guys want the moment. You know, we've been building this for the last couple of years, and, you know, our sophomore class, our junior class, and our seniors, they've been through the battles, and they want to be on the court. They don't want to be on the bench. So, you know, to see them see some success after last night was big for our program, and I know it's big for our confidence.
Well, I asked this question to Ryan Thomas earlier, and I want to ask you the same question. Obviously, the week's not over yet. Still some work to be done, but Lyon County League starts on Monday. What kind of momentum and confidence boost do you think this gives your team heading into the tournament?
You know, I think it's huge. I mean, we didn't start conference play off our league play off the way we wanted. We dropped a couple games. We ran into the Buzzsaw Burling game in Olpe early. And to kind of get our feet back and our confidence back was huge. And I thought tonight was another stepping stone. I thought we really played well, you know, last night. Had a halftime lead. We were tied going in the fourth, and we let it go. So to be able to come back after letting that fourth quarter lead dissipate, you know, I thought that was really great for our program moving forward.
Fantastic. Well, Holton, you got a lot of work still ahead. I mean, there's still plenty of basketball to be played, but congratulations on this hard-fought victory. I don't know how much sleep you're going to get between now and tomorrow, but we wish you guys nothing but the best going forward. Enjoy this one, and we'll talk to you, I'm sure, come next week during the Lyon County League Tournament.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, thank you so much. That is head coach Colton Barrett joining us here on the Rich Door Company postgame show. His team picking up a hard-fought 45-43 overtime victory over Madison here in Hartford on the area game of the week, completing the sweep for the Jaguars over the Bulldogs here tonight. We will step aside, close down the Rich Door Company postgame show, get some final thoughts on what's still to come here in the next few days before we close out tonight's broadcast here. So stick around, still more to come here on the Rich Door Company postgame show, area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball, being brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates available. The Madison Alumni Association, they back the Bulldogs. Come out and support their MHS student athletes every step of the way. And USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs! Area High School Basketball, being brought to you by Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal, rock, and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 366-1161. The Hartford State Bank, a full-service bank that offers the convenience of internet and mobile banking. Visit them online at flinthillsbank.com. And the Hartford One Stop, where their convenience store is open 7 days a week to serve you. Check out their daily lunch specials. Go Jaguars!
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by the City of Madison, part of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. Area High School Basketball on Country 101.7. Brought to you by MT Networks. Now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by the Opie Meat Locker, providing retail meat sales, slaughter, and processing for cattle, pork, and wild game by appointment. See Caleb and Nicole Shanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner. Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Hostess Brand, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information. By TWS Incorporated Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas.
Back inside Hartford High School, taking Trahoon, Ken Hansen here on the Area Game of the Week. A sweep for the Hartford Jaguars and Lady Jaguars, defeating Madison 45-43 in the boys' game in overtime and 43-42 in the girls' game earlier this evening. So exciting stuff to kind of kick off our slate of games. Yes. Here over the next couple of days. And, Ken, of course, you'll be back on the headset with myself tomorrow.
Yep.
As we begin our coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout. We'll have both games tomorrow night starting around 6 o'clock on Country 101.7 FM. And then, of course, we have more action on Thursday as you will be calling the makeup game between Madison and Olpe.
Yes.
And then on Friday, Flint Hill Shootout, we have another makeup game on the airwaves. Yeah. Michael Deeker will be calling.
Yeah.
Can't think of that one off the top of my head.
Olpe at Burlingame.
Thank you. Olpe Burlingame. And then, of course, after all of that, we get into the Lyon County League Tournament next week after the Flint Hill Shootout, which will conclude on Saturday.
Yes.
So plenty of basketball still to be heard across our airways. We are into the full swing of things here in tournament season.
It's like we don't just go slightly into things.
No. We go full steam ahead. Well, with that being said, you're going to hear our voices plenty enough here over the next couple of days. So we're going to go ahead and shut things down here tonight from Hartford. But, Ken, as always, an absolute pleasure getting to work with you.
You too, buddy.
Appreciate you welcoming me back into the headset here tonight.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it a few more times.
We got a few more games to do, absolutely. Well, before we go, I did want to say very quickly a very heavenly happy birthday to John Deeker, the father of our own Michael Deeker, sadly passed a few years back, but today was his birthday, and wanted to acknowledge him, and what a great man he was. He is surely missed, but wanted to give that shout-out. And also, if I may, my own grandmother, Ruby Trahoon, 97 years old today.
All right.
I should say 97 years young, so sharp as a tack.
Yes.
So absolute great day.
Hey, you too, buddy.
31 today, yes, absolutely. Best part of my day, though, is getting to call my grandmother and tell her happy birthday, so glad I got to do that today. With that being said, couldn't think of a better way to spend my birthday than doing some basketball here on the Area Game of the Week, my former home. So glad to be back on the headset. We will talk to you throughout the rest of the week here. For Ken Hansen, I'm taking Trahoon here on Country 101.7 FM. Have a great evening, everyone.